Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to discuss stress. We experience it every single day of our lives, and we always will. But instead of going over ways to mitigate stress or topics like that, I want to go over the two different types of stress. You might not have known that there were two different types of stress, but there are. So I wanted to go over that today and why there is a good side to stress and just kind of changing your viewpoint of stress overall, really. Now, as per usual, before we get things started, I will go into what I have been into lately and what I've been up to. What I've been into. Now, this isn't a for sure into yet, per se. I just got a new eyelash serum that was recommended to me by one of my good friends, and so I am going to start my eyelash growth journey, and if it's good, I will mention it in the next few weeks and maybe link it in the episode because, you know, we don't gatekeep here. So if it's really good eyelash serum and I've got really long eyelashes in the next few weeks, you'll hear about it. What I've been up to. So I am currently in Alaska. Well, not really. This episode is recorded ahead of time because I will not be able to bring my recording equipment to Alaska. However, I'm very excited to report next week on what I've been up to while on the cruise. So looking forward to that, and I hope you are too. Now, jumping right into our main topic for today. Like I mentioned, we all face stress every single day of our lives, from the moment that we come screaming into this world to the day that we die. We describe all of the bad things that happen in our lives as giving us stress, which brings a negative connotation about the word. But did you know that there are two types of stress? Distress, the negative stress we more commonly think of, and eustress, which is positive stress. Stepping back for a moment, I should first define stress, even though I know that we are all very familiar with the feelings that come along with stress. Our stress response stems from our fight or flight response, which has been thoroughly programmed into our brains by nature. When we would see or experience something that we perceived as stressful, hormones would be pumped through our bodies to force us to react in some way. Back then, this is what saved our ancestors from being eaten by lions, or stepping on snakes, or picking a fight with the biggest guy in the village. Distress can be short-term or long-term, and is typically felt when the situation feels outside of our capabilities and can cause anxiety and other mental health problems if experienced over the long term. Eustress, on the other hand, is typically short-term and helps to motivate us, can excite us, and is perceived to be within our coping capabilities. While we will always have eustress and distress in our lives, we actually do want eustress. Eustress strengthens our resilience by letting us go through seemingly uncomfortable situations, knowing that we can put in the effort to get out of feeling uncomfortable. Eustress makes us more proactive because you don't want to feel distress. So you take the opportunity and positive stress of getting a head start on something challenging before you have a deadline looming over you as well and feeling distress from that. Eustress also makes you feel more confident in your capabilities. Think about it. If you were working on something or doing something that made you stressed out and you succeeded like you knew you would feel more prepared the next opportunity you have to do that thing or the next challenge that comes your way. Now, here are a few ways to maybe add some more eustress into your life or where you might already be experiencing it. At the gym, you are physically putting your body under stress to achieve the fitness goals such as building muscle or losing weight that you're trying to achieve. Without mentally putting yourself through eustress, knowing that you are going to also be physically putting your body through stress, you would not achieve your goals. So not only are you fighting the stress mentally to force yourself to go to the gym sometimes, but also physically. You're putting your body and your muscles time under tension, lifting heavy weights, etc., to build muscle, to burn fat. So it's definitely a good eustress moment for you. Travel, going to a new place where people might not speak the same language as you or have the same culture can be a bit stressful. We might feel stressed out about being in such an unfamiliar place, but not only will you be learning new things about a different culture on an amazing adventure, you will also be learning more about yourself in the process as you are put in small eustress situations throughout the trip, like deciding where you will go the next day and how you will get there. These are healthy situations of stress. They're not life-threatening. It's not a big deal. You're just deciding on fun things, and it might be a little bit stressful, but again, you're growing. Attending large networking events or gatherings of people where you might not know anyone. These situations can be very intimidating. I know I personally find them to be, and I can be very anxious before going to them. We can all get a bit anxious about having to try and chat with strangers, but this is a very good way to connect with others, to practice our communication, and to really practice listening. Here's a pro tip. My mom has always reminded me that a person's favorite thing to talk about is themselves. So ask the person questions about themselves, and they will lead the conversation, and they will also leave the conversation thinking that everything went well. So that's a pro tip to try and remove some of the stress of going into these situations. And when you leave these types of networking events, even if you've talked to three people, you usually leave feeling good, like you accomplished something and you might be tired after and your social battery might be drained. But overall, you typically feel good, like you accomplished something by going. Now I want to touch on some ways that we can turn our stress into eustress. Number one, shift your mindset. Like I always say, the only thing that you can always control is your attitude. So try to be positive. If you are in a stressful situation, try to remind yourself that stress provides opportunities for growth. Whether the situation works out how you would have liked it to or not, it has been an opportunity to learn something, and therefore you have benefited in some way, shape, or form. There is some growth in every opportunity of stress. Number two, give yourself compassion. Think about how the stress is making you feel and pretend it is a family member or a friend of yours feeling the way that you do. You wouldn't want to see them so distressed, right? You would try to come up with ideas to help ease their discomfort or solve their problems. Well, have the same compassion for yourself. You wouldn't want them berating themselves and doubting their capabilities and being consumed by the stress, knowing that they are trying their best. So why do you allow yourself to put so much pressure on yourself? Have compassion for yourself as you would with others in your position. Number three, have reasonable, positive goals. We have discussed SMART goals before, so I won't dive deeply into this topic. But it is so helpful to break down your plan to achieve your goals into smaller and more manageable pieces. This will give you more confidence to view the large challenge as just smaller challenges that add up to the goal that you set up for yourself. And this prevents you from getting overwhelmed at only seeing the big picture instead of the path to get there. Sometimes we just know where we want to end up, and it seems like it takes so much time and effort, and you might not feel that you are capable currently to even reach that goal. So breaking it down into small, more digestible pieces helps you realize that it is achievable. It just takes time and effort, and everything takes steps to get there. Lastly, take a step back. I know what it feels like to be so overwhelmed by stress that you feel like you're drowning, and that really doesn't help the situation at all. When you start to feel overwhelmed or stressed out, try to pull yourself out of those emotions and take some deep breaths. Try to tune in with your body and see where the emotions of being anxious and stressed out might be manifesting themselves. And just take a moment to connect with your body. Remind yourself that no matter what, the world will keep spinning and that all you can do is try your best. Then you are ready to tackle the challenge with a better sense of self. At the end of the day, without some sort of stress, we wouldn't accomplish anything. Eustress is what drives us to achieve our goals and to take that leap because we feel uncomfortable with the thought of not doing something to become who we want to be. The stress from the fear of inaction is greater than the fear keeping us from acting. Now I will end this week's episode with a quote from Gary Woodland, and he said, "Enjoy the pressure, enjoy the stress, enjoy being uncomfortable, and don't shy away from it. Embrace it." Now with that, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and keep consciously blooming into your best self.